So let's review. Our shir began with the Mishnah teaching halachas of muktzah as it relates to straw. Straw is generally used as firewood unless otherwise designated. Therefore, zok the Mishnah. Hakash al gabi hamito lo ya'anenu biyadoi ele mena'anoi begufo. Straw that is on a bed may not be moved with one's hands because as firewood, it is muktzah, but he may move it with his body because that is considered tiltum anatzad, moving it indirectly, which is permitted. If the straw was set aside before Shabbos for animal feed, or a person put a sheet or pillow on top of it before Shabbos to show that he wants to use it as a mattress, he may move it even with his hand because it is not muktzah. The Mishnah continues. We may undo a household press to remove the clothing, but may not put clothing in it and tighten it on Shabbos, since it would be preparing the clothing for after Shabbos. However, we may not even undo a launderer's press, since it is very tight, and undoing it appears like seiser destroying. If it was already partially open before Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda says one may open it completely and remove the clothing. The Gemara points out that our Mishnah, which allows moving the straw with his body, refutes Rav Nachman's opinion that you may not pull up a radish that was buried in the ground with its narrow side up, because it will move the dirt as the wider side comes out, and muktzah may not be moved from even indirectly. From our Mishnah, we clearly learn that tiltum matzad loish may tiltul shema mina. The Gemara continues to teach various halachas of what may be done on Shabbos and how to do it. The first of which is related to the above, because it may be done in an unusual manner. Normally, chopping vegetables into tiny pieces is considered toichin grinding. Yehuda holds that if you do two unusual things, it is mutter. You crush only one pepper at a time, and you crush with the handle of a knife. Rava holds you may crush even many peppers at a time, so long as you use the handle of a knife. Yehuda also teaches that one who comes out of a body of water, lin giv navshe bereisha v'hadu lisalik, he should dry himself first before walking, so that he does not end up carrying the water on his body for Amos in a Carmelis. The area near the sea or river is usually a Carmelis, even though when he enters the water, it moves Dalet Amos. That does not concern us, since the water only moves as a result of Koichai, his indirect force, and Koichai b'Carmelis legazru. The Rabbanan never prohibited moving things with one's indirect force in a Carmelis. Tit shal gabi ragler. Cleaning off clay from one's foot or shoe on Shabbos. The general concern is that cleaning it by scraping against the wall resembles building, and scraping it on the ground may be mashva gumais, leveling the ground. The Gemara quotes four opinions. Abaye holds, mikancha bekarka ve'im mikancha bekaisel. He may scrape it on the ground, not on a wall. Rava holds, mikancha bekaisel ve'im mikancha bekarka. He may scrape it off on the wall, not the ground. Mabre dervina holds, echad ze ve'echad ze asr. He may not scrape it off on the wall or on the ground. However, he may scrape it off on a beam. Rav Papa holds, echad ze mutter. He may scrape it off both on the ground and a wall. Regarding scraping the clay off begav hasaken, the back of a knife, the dull side, the Gemara later cites three opinions. One brisa teaches that one may scrape clay off a shoe with the back of a knife. Rav Avoh taught that you can do this on a new shoe, but not on an old shoe. The concern is that on an old shoe, it is more likely to also scrape up some of the leather, thereby smoothing the leather, which is memachik. Another brisa taught that one may not scrape off clay from any shoe with the back of the knife. The first braisa also taught that clay on clothing may be scraped off, even with one's fingernail. Rav next teaches three unrelated halachas of Shabbos. A person should not sit by the edge of a lechi at the opening of a mavui, lest something fall outside of the mavui, v'as letuye, and he will bring it back in. One should not rock a barrel back and forth to make it stable on the ground, dilma asir ashwi gumais, lest it come to even at the holes in the ground. One should not stick wet wool into the mouth of a jar, lest he come to squeeze out some of the liquid. The Braisa teaches that one may not apply oil to his foot while wearing the shoe, but sach es ragloi, shemen, umaniach b'techaminel. One may apply the oil to his foot and then put the shoe on. This may only be done with shir l'tzachtzachai, a small amount of oil enough to polish it only, but not with shir l'avdai, a larger amount of oil enough to tan it. The Braisa next teaches three halachas about going out with shoes on Shabbos. Lo yitzi kotel b'minol gadol. A small person should not go outside on Shabbos with a big shoe, because he might come to carry it if it falls off. Lo yitzi isha b'minol merufet. A woman should not go outside on Shabbos with a torn shoe, because she might take it off out of embarrassment and carry it. A woman should not go out wearing a new shoe that she hasn't worn before Shabbos, since it might not fit right, and she will take it off and carry it. There are conflicting brises whether shemtin minel me'al emus or ein shemtin, whether we may remove a new shoe from a shoe form on Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that a completed shoe while still on the form is not yet considered complete, and therefore not yet susceptible to Tumah, would hold it may not be removed because it's muktzah, since it's not yet a kli. The Chacham who hold it is a complete kli, and therefore susceptible to Tumah, would hold it may be moved. The fact that the Chacham are not concerned about moving the shoe form when removing the shoe can be explained in two ways. Rava, who holds that a kli shem lachte le'iser, such as the shoe form, may be moved even le'tzerich mekaymai, would hold it is no problem, since you need the space inside the shoe that the form is taking up. Abayu, who allows moving a kli shem lachte le'iser le'tzerich gufoy, for its use only, but not le'tzerich mekaymai, for its space, would say that the Brice is speaking about a case where the shoe is loose on the form and can be removed without moving the form at all. The Brice explains that even Rabbi Eliezer would allow removing the shoe and would consider it a kli if it was only on the form loosely. Hanulach Toilin, we have Baruch Hashem completed the 20th Perek Toilin and begin the 21st Perek Neitel Be'ez Hashem. Zak the Mishnah, Neitel Adam es Benoivo Evan Be'yadeh. A person could carry his child who is carrying a stone, and it's not considered that the father is carrying muktzah. The Gemara cites a ruling of Rava from which it seems that we do consider the father to be carrying that item himself. Amar Rava, Haitzi Tinik V'Kistali B'Tzavar. One who carries a child, who has a pouch hanging from his neck, is not chayef for carrying the child, since Hachay Noises Atzmai, a living person is considered to be carrying himself, but he's chayef for carrying the pouch. The Beir Biyana explained that generally, a father may not carry his child who is holding a muktzah item, because we do consider it as if the father is carrying it, as Rava ruled. However, our Mishnah is speaking of a child, Shishli Giguin Al Aviv, really wants his father and can become sick if the father does not carry him. Therefore, the Chacham made a special dispensation and allowed the father to carry the child. The Gemara points out that even so, the father may not carry the child if he's holding money, because we're concerned that if the child drops the money, the father will come to carry it directly. Rava also ruled that if the child with the pouch around his neck were dead, the father would be potter for carrying the child, since carrying a mess is a malacha she'en etzrich legufa, because you just want him out of the house, and he would be potter for carrying the pouch as well, because the pouch is totally insignificant to a person who is nebuch dealing with a dead child.